And then Marlon Moore was diagnosed with a concussion. That's the only two. Extremely proud of the group. Told them that afterwards. I think a lot of teams, fall behind on the road to a team, in a tough environment, to a team that's, likely going to be in the playoffs. Down 17-3, given our circumstances, very easily could have packed it in and just played out, slept walk through the second half and going to the buses. But that's not who we are. That's why as a staff, I told them just how proud we were of the effort, how we finished that game, competitive, the mental toughness dealing with adversity, no quit, caring, all those things that, I talked earlier this week about planting seeds for moving forward. I think that's, that second half was an indication. It's one of those, you look at the scoreboard, you lost, but in some senses you feel like you just ran out of time. Really a tale of two halves for us, but I thought we made some great adjustments at halftime, just circulating among the coaches. Players were very interactive. I thought we had a great plan going out and went out and executed it. Unfortunately, just couldn't make one more play at the end. I'll open it up. We'll take yards and points, however we can get them. So they were dropping into some deeper zones and doing a good job. We had hit some throws underneath, and I thought with the lead they started to soften their coverage some, and just like Alex Smith did to us, that he was able to do it to them.
What did you think of his effort overall?
He battled. The play that he made on the bootleg where the end didn't bite, and he had to turn when he turned and that guy was in his face and delivered a strike to Gary for a huge first down. I just thought that was indicative. Took a major shot, delivered a ball on the money. He's a competitor. I think he, there's a couple throws he'd want to have back, some reads that he missed, but obviously I have to evaluate the tape, but you could see the competitiveness, the fire in the kid that. Wanting to get it done, but overall, I took a step forward.
You driving for the tying score, and Manziel can't do that. When he figured the offensive line and caught the ball on the one. Just talk about that play, how that kind of took the wind out of the sails, possibly. Forget it because you guys drove down the
end. Yeah, he was just trying to make a play. He was trapped, wanted to get rid of the ball. I don't know whether he thought Mitchell was, I don't know how you mistake Mitchell for an eligible receiver. But no, he was just trying to make a play, trying to get rid of it.
What accounted for your defensive turnaround the second half?
One, I think we tackled better. I know we missed some tackles in the first half. And then I thought we were pretty dialed in once we got to halftime, just kind of their plan and how they were playing us and just some of the I just heard the guys communicating some of the pre-snap information. I thought Jimmy did a good job of the halftime adjustment stuff, putting our guys in a little bit better positions once we had a good sense of what their plan of attack was. He is, but he'll be the first one to tell you. The bottom line is finding a way to get the W. But this is, you talk about on the job training. There's no substitute for this to come in here, and this will only just be a positive when you look back at the foundation and know that he came into Kansas City and wasn't fazed by the defense or the crowd. Went into Seattle, two teams that are more than likely playoff teams, playing well at the end of the year, less than ideal weather. Not a lot of quarterbacks can say that, especially coming to these environments for the first time.
Mike, was there a miscommunication on the fourth and eight, 2:55 on the same last drive? Manziel incomplete in the end zone. Wasn't like no one was there, somebody was supposed to be there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just heard the guys on the headset that Gary was the first read. I don't know whether he was screened and didn't see him or where he thought we were going to have a takeoff on the outside. I'm just not sure.